In July of 1793, the newly formed French Republic was presented with a serious challenge when the coastal region known as the Midi rose up in revolt against the government in Paris. By the end of August, a makeshift Republican army under General Carteau had subdued the region's principal city, Marseille. But shortly thereafter, the citizens of nearby Toulon invited a combined Anglo-Spanish fleet under Lord Hood to enter Toulon Harbor and undertake a royalist defense of the town. The Republican effort to retake Toulon would provide 24-year-old Napoleon Bonaparte with his first real command of troops in action and would mark the beginning of his meteoric rise to power. Revealing a keen sense of strategy, Captain Bonaparte quickly constructed a series of gun batteries overlooking the harbor and began shelling the enemy fleet. The bombardment wrought considerable destruction, but when return fire killed a number of his men, Carteau called off the attack. Bonaparte next planned an assault on Royalist-held Fort Mulgrave, but this too was overruled by Carteau, at which point both sides settled in for a prolonged siege. In time, however, Carteau was replaced by General Dugommier, who quickly adopted Bonaparte's plans for a concerted attack on Fort Mulgrave. On the 17th of December, in heavy fighting, in which Bonaparte himself was seriously wounded, the fort fell to the Republicans. And the following day, even as the young artillery officer had predicted, the enemy fleet evacuated Toulon. For his part in the retaking of Toulon, Bonaparte would receive promotion to brigadier general. Yet in a portent of the controversy that was to surround his career, he would soon be implicated in the massacre of hundreds of Toulon citizens during the Republican occupation of the town.